Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, a study into how increasing safe public drinking water and tailored education can support health was launched this week as part of the Dublin City Healthy Ireland Strategy. And to tell us more, we're joined by Dr. Grace O'Malley, who is Senior Lecturer in the School of Physiotherapy at the RCSI University of Medicine and Health Sciences, and also by Stephen O'Brien, who's the Underage Chairperson at Cherry Orchard Football Club. And you're both very welcome to the programme this evening. Grace, I might come to yourself first because you're the lead author of the Dublin Ishka Clishta report. Can you tell me what's it about?
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, Sarah, for having us on. So water is a human right, and we know that access to free, high-quality drinking water isn't guaranteed for everybody in Ireland, and particularly in areas of social disadvantage, children have less access to free, high-quality drinking water. So as part of the Healthy Ireland framework, we're trying to improve that across the country, but particularly in areas of disadvantage. So this project aimed to increase access to water for children and adolescents and adults, and then also to help change their behaviour about using that water. So we installed water fountains in Cherry Orchard and also in Ballyfermot in a few different areas, including Cherry Orchard Football Club and Ballyfermot United Football Club. And what we wanted to do is put them in and then deliver nutrition and hydration education sessions to see could we get people to use them and then to change some of their other behaviours around maybe sugar sweetened drink use and also waste.
Okay, and is that what you mean then when you talk about health inequalities when it comes to the issue of safe water? Is it public water fountains, things like that, as opposed to the water that's in the taps?
Well, it's both actually. So we know, so a social inequality is based on if you live in one place or in a community and I live in a different one, and if we've got different access to facilities like clean air, clean water, clean soil, my health will be impacted differently to yours. Mm. And unfortunately, that is the case all across Ireland and across the world. So we have social inequalities that impact our health, and we have other health inequalities. So if I'm somebody, let's say, with kidney disease, and I live in a neighbourhood where it's very hard to access free drinking water from in the park, for example, that impacts my health. So we have to make sure from a public health perspective that we reduce these differences where possible. And simple measures, although complicated to fix, but simple measures like putting in water fountains can help that. So this project went on to try and prove that, and we did prove that, which is fantastic.
What do you mean by you proved it? What did you find when you got this intervention or put this intervention?
Yeah, so we put in two fountains in Cherry Orchard Football Club and one fountain in Ballyfermot United Football Club. And we, for this evaluation study, we looked at knowledge. So we looked at knowledge around what people understood about drinking water and whether it was good for their health. We asked children who were under 10. We asked teenagers who were kind of 10, 17 years of age. And then we asked their parents and adults and coaches in the clubs. So we wanted to see, did they understand about the importance of drinking water, how important it was, particularly in sports? And then did they understand what the signs of being dehydrated were? So, for example, the colour of your wee. If the colour of your wee is a dark yellow to light brown, it means your body's telling you you're dehydrated. So we taught these kind of practical skills to children and adolescents, to over 487 people, actually, by delivered through LIFI Partnership and then also through the City of Dublin Education and Training Board. So we reached 487 members of Cherry Orchard Football Club, and then we looked at their knowledge after the intervention. So we could see that knowledge increased, and then specifically around signs of dehydration, which is really important in terms of kidney health. But we also measured waste. So we went around and we measured the weight of plastic bottles and cans, aluminium cans and coffee cups. And we did that throughout 2024 before the water fountains went in and then after they went in. And we found that the waste at the Cherry Orchard Football Club reduced by 97%.
Okay. Well, I want to bring in Stephen on this. It sounds really amazing. Stephen O'Brien, as I mentioned, is the underage chairperson at the Cherry Orchard Football Club. How did this all go down with the members that were involved? What did you receive, Stephen?
So Joanna Kelly from Dublin City Council approached us about 14 months ago. So it was a year project. And she said, look, we want to go through the study and we want to pick certain football clubs in certain areas. So what our players received and the parents received is we got two water fountains free of charge, which are fantastic. They're the hands-free water fountains. We got 500 bottles from the partnership as well. But also the biggest thing we got was knowledge, because the Liffey Partnership and the Adult Education, they delivered classroom knowledge to all our players and to all our parents. So they knew a little bit beforehand, but they knew an awful lot afterwards. So that coincided with the refurbishment of our football club. So we put in a healthy eating shop as well. And the amount of single-use plastic we got rid of is very big. So look at the water fountains are in your face. When you just before you go on the Astro, there's two of them there. You see children there, adults, all that, filling their water bottles up all the time. So we got an awful lot from it. And I have to say, the services we were involved with, Pobl, Liffey Partnership, the Adult Education, Dublin City Council, Healthy Ireland, Rosh Yassoi, phenomenal people, and they really drove us home.
And when you say the knowledge was one of the biggest things, what sort of things were people learning? I mean, is it sort of what Grace is talking about there about, you know, how to know when you're dehydrated?
Yeah, so what actually happened was Lauren from the Liffey Partnership and her colleagues, right, they would come in twice every 2 months, and they'd get the under 8s, under 9s, under 10s into the classroom inside the club, and they'd have PowerPoints. But what they'd also have is on the table they'd have all different sorts of healthy food, they'll have all different sorts of drinks, they might go with sort of coconut water and stuff like that. So they're educating all the children, and they had little it was quite funny, they had glasses of that what looked like wee, and they were all different. They showed it clear, they showed it like yellow and then brown and stuff like that. So like the children in the football club, they were sitting down in classrooms getting educated like they would in school, and it was very fun. And as I said, then the adult education, Alan from the adult education, they done on-site and also Zoom calls with the parents to educate the parents as well. So there's a massive amount of knowledge we got. So we're very, very lucky, and we just need to do reminders now. So the Liffey Partnership and the adult education, they're booked in now for the next few months to do reminders.
Okay, well, look, that all sounds really, really interesting. I know, Grace, you were saying all you have to do now is get it at scale, so that's the next task. We have to leave it there for the moment, but thank you for both for joining us to talk us through how the project has worked. Interested to hear from listeners on that as well. That's Grace, Dr. Grace O'Malley and Stephen O'Brien.